Well, at least three people are wounded in yet another shooting incident in the US. Reports say one of the injured is in critical condition. The incident happened when two people began firing at each other at the campus of Lone Star College in Houston, Texas. One shooter is in police custody, but the other is at large. It's still not clear whether the shooters were students. The college has been cleared and declared safe. This latest gun violence-related incident follows a slew of other shooting tragedies in the US. In one of the deadliest, 20 children and six adults were killed at an elementary school in Newton, Connecticut last month. That revived a national debate on gun control laws in the US. From Oakland, I'm joined by Professor Mark Mason, cultural and political commentator. Welcome to the program. So, Professor, gun violence is on the rise as we speak. What is the main reason behind this trend?
Well, there's a number of factors involved. Partly, we have the crisis in 2008, the economic collapse, the global economic collapse that has put enormous stress on people around the planet, and certainly no less so here than in the United States, with unemployment very high, school tuitions, college tuitions being raised year after year here in California and at other colleges around the country. And we have a long-term sort of setting where Americans are, that's what they do. When Americans feel angry, anger, frustration, they feel humiliation, we learn responses to these human emotions. These are universal feelings, universal experiences. We learn culturally how to respond to humiliation and anger. And that's what Americans do. Barack Obama has assassinated 14 people in Yemen during the past 4 days. That's what he does. When he's angry about something, he picks up a big gun called the drones and kills 14 people. And so now it should not become as any great surprise that a college student, if this is a student in Texas, angry, frustrated, humiliated, picks up a gun and shoots another person. So these are learned responses to universal human conditions. Here in the United States, I'll say we have the highest per capita gun murder rate in the OECD, essentially Western Europe, and you throw in Australia and a couple of other countries. It's 20 times higher here in the United States than in the UK and France and Norway, for example. This is not by accident. It's our cultural heritage. We learned how to kill Native Americans. We learned how to lynch African Americans. And the American power elite, they like to promote Americans being afraid of and shooting other Americans, being afraid of people who live outside the United States.
Indeed.
They want Americans to be afraid of everything except for focusing attention on Wall Street and the trillions of dollars that they've stolen.
And in so, as an American, frankly speaking, do you feel safe walking on the streets knowing that any time someone could pull a gun on you?
It's a concern to me personally as a parent. I have my son right now is a graduate student at Indiana University, and at my individual personal response is I'm concerned. But I think that concern should be focused. There's going to be short-term and long-term responses that can be effective to addressing American gun violence. And we're going to have to address this both, in short-term and long-term strategies to reduce American violence.
All right. We'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Professor Mark Mason, cultural and political commentator from Oakland.